News Talk 1620, WTAW, an opportunity to visit with Uri Geva, the president and owner of the Brazos Valley Bombers. Uri releasing a statement about the recent arrest involving who is now a former employee of the organization, and also taking looking ahead to the rest of the offseason and looking ahead to 2011 for the Brazos Valley Bombers.
The Bombers is just it's more than just one person. It's about an idea. It's a mission statement that's affordable family fun. You know, many people have come up and have said how much they support the organization and what we do in the community. And in fact, the day after we found out about these allegations and were completely shocked of them, we were out there ringing the bell with the mayor, Brian, making sure he wins another contest in the mayor's challenge for the Salvation Army. Today, we were doing an angel tree. Tomorrow, there's something with the Boys and Girls Club and so forth. So we as an organization are not happy that we make the news in this way, but it doesn't really change our concept of being a huge part of this community and everything and everywhere that we do.
So what about the future of the Bombshells?
Well, when we started the Bombers, the concept was the players are here in the summer and can be our face during that, and they get to be involved in the community and do the, all those great things from a quality of life and also uplifting people's spirits. But we knew that when the players go back to their colleges, our face is going to be something else, and we decided that that would be Kaboom, a smiling face at all times, as well as a promotional team that we had come up with the name Brazos Valley Bombshells to tie in with the Brazos Valley Bombers. That program is going to continue. This is definitely not a highlight of the program's 4 years of existence, and we have taken all the necessary precautions to make sure that things like this will never happen again. We are working with them. In fact, I had the pleasure of visiting with the entire group yesterday for a long time, both apologizing from the bottom of my heart, explaining to them that we're a family and this doesn't happen in a family, and that they have the comfort to know that the organization is going to continue to do all the things that they are great at, which is being out in the community, supporting the wonderful different causes of all the charities across town, and making sure that they're there at the games to help facilitate making sure kids have a great time and all the on-game entertainment. And we had a wonderful discussion that talked about all the things that we can grow the organization and the things that weren't working well that we can fix. So not the best way to go pause and, you know, not the greatest of ways to get a timeout, but we did have a great timeout from a sports metaphor. And now we're going to continue to do the great things that they have been doing and following it up with some meetings in January to continue to build upon the changes necessary to make it that much more of a success.
Have any members of the Bombshells left the organization, whether or not they were among those filing the allegations?
I don't know who's on the allegations. Unfortunately, since it's a criminal investigation, I'm only privileged to what's out in the media. I do know of a couple of ladies who have come to me, and we've had discussions about it. But no one has said that they are stepping down at this time. We have turnover every semester due to people graduating, internships that they have to go on, and so forth. At this time, no girl has said, hey, I don't want to be involved in this. In fact, they've said, hey, we want to continue to do what it takes to make the Bombers a better team. This unfortunate accident is something that, you know, of course, is alleged, but we are behind them in supporting whatever that it is that they need.
As you mentioned, it is unfortunate timing, but while we're talking about the Bombers, what else has been going on?
Really neat factor that has happened about the Bombers in the fall that not a lot of people know is at the Summer Ball Conference, which is a conference for summer collegiate teams from all across the country with over 15 different leagues represented at these meetings, the Bombers were awarded the highest attendance growth in a two-year period. So out of all the teams, out of all the leagues, right here, thanks to the support of the community, the Bombers had the highest percentage growth in attendance from a two-year period, and we're blessed and thankful for that. At over 30% growth, I think, was the number, and so that was a really neat thing that happened this fall that we were hoping to continue to build on for next season, and we feel like some of the ideas from that conference are going to be instrumental in being that much more fun and entertaining and offering something for everyone at the ballpark. ballpark. We can definitely talk about the highlights of next season, including hosting the 2011 All-Star Game here at Brazos Valley Bank Ballpark, and a new club section of seats that includes all you can eat throughout the entire game, which is going to be dead center behind home plate with some better seats. So we've got all kinds of great things that we're still moving ahead as an organization. We have distanced ourselves from Mr. Jackson, letting him do what he needs to do on the criminal investigation and letting us do what we need to do to continue to operate as a great organization.
Well, it sounds like you're taking some pages out of some major league operations and putting them into this application to make it as major league as you can.
We'll never be major league. We know that. When you look out there at the world of baseball, there are many minor league affiliated teams, independent teams, and summer collegiate teams that are successful because they have a high standard of operations and worry about the affordable family fund aspect of what we do, worry about developing baseball players and developing personnel, both on the front office, be it on the bombshells, be it on our coaching staff. And so that, absolutely, we want to keep that high class. We want to continue moving forward. We're just excited about 2011. We've got some great partnership and some fun things that are going to be. We're going to have more bobbleheads giveaway than we've ever had. We're going to unveil a 5th anniversary logo at Beer Fest. I mean, so just all kinds of great things are up our sleeves, and we're thrilled about that. The neat thing that I guess if you could look at any silver lining is the amount of support and generosity from the community that I have received individually and the Bombers have received, from former employees to host families to players to coaches to just nice folks out in the community that have said, hey, we're behind you 100%, and we understand that these things might happen, but it's just one person and it's not the entire organization.
Uri Geva, the president and owner of the Brazos Valley Bombers, getting us caught up with other activities with the Bombers in this off season here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.